things. The badges of an enlightened craft whose new dawn was just dawning looked just like the credulous symbols of a ridiculous and outmoded belief system to him. But this was probably not the time to say so.
Sorry, he said again. Couldn't see them clearly. I'm an alchemist, said Silverfish, only slightly mollified.
Oh, lead into gold, that sort of thing, said Victor.
Not lead, lad. Light. It doesn't work with lead. Light into gold.
Really, said Victor politely, as Silverfish started to set up a tripod in the middle of the plaza. A small crowd was collecting. A small crowd collected very easily in Ankh-Morpork. As a city, it had some of the most accomplished spectators in the universe. They'd watch anything, especially if there was any possibility of anyone getting hurt in an amusing way.
Why don't you stay for the show? Said Silverfish, and hurried off.
An alchemist. Well, everyone knew that alchemists were a little bit mad, thought Victor. It was perfectly normal. Who'd want to spend their time moving pictures? Most of them looked all right where they were.
Sausages in a bun. Get 'em while they're hot,
bellowed a voice by his ear. He turned.
Oh, hello, Mr. Dibbler, he said.
Evening, lad. Want to get a nice hot sausage down you?
Victor eyed the glistening tubes in the tray around Dibbler's neck. They smelled appetizing. They always did. And then you bit into them and learned once again that cut-me-own-throat Dibbler could find a use for bits of animal that the animal didn't even know it had got. Dibbler had worked out that with enough fried onions and mustard, people would eat anything.
Special rate for students, Dibbler whispered conspiratorially. 15 pence, and that's cutting me own throat.
He flapped the frying pan lid strategically, raising a cloud of steam. The piquant scent of fried onions did its wicked work.
Just one, then, said Victor warily.
Dibbler flicked a sausage out of the pan and snatched it into a bun with the expertise of a frog snapping a mayfly.
You won't live to regret it, he said cheerfully.
Victor nibbled a bit of onion. That was safe enough.
What's all this?
He said, jerking a thumb in the direction of the flapping screen.
Some kind of entertainment, said Dibbler. Hot sausages, they're lovely.
He lowered his voice again to its normal conspiratorial hiss.
All the rage in the other cities, I hear, he added. Some sort of moving pictures. They've been trying to get it right before coming to Ankh-Morpork.
They watched Silverfish and a couple of associates fumble technically with the box on the tripod. White light suddenly appeared at a circular orifice on the front of it and illuminated the screen. There was a half-hearted cheer from the crowd.
Oh, said Victor, I see. Is that all? It's just plain old shadow play. That's all it is. My uncle used to do it to amuse me. You know, you kind of move your hands in front of the light and the shadows make a kind of silhouette-y picture.
Oh, yeah, said Dibbler uncertainly. Like big elephant or bald eagle. My grandpa used to do that sort of stuff.
Mainly my uncle did deformed rabbit, said Victor. He wasn't very good at it, you see. It used to get pretty embarrassing. We'd all sit round desperately guessing things like surprised hedgehog or rabid stoat. And he'd go off to bed in a sulk because we hadn't guessed he was really doing Lord Henry Skips and his men beating the trolls at the Battle of Pseudopolis. I can't see what's so special about shadows on a screen.
From what I hear, it's not like that, said Dibbler. I sold one of the men a jumbo sausage special earlier on, and he said it's all down to showing pictures very fast. Sticking lots of pictures together and showing them one after the other very, very fast, he said.
Not too fast, said Victor severely. You wouldn't be able to see them go past if they were too fast.
He said that's the whole secret. Not seeing them go past, said Dibbler. You have to see them all at once or something.
They'd all be blurred, said Victor. Didn't you ask him about that?
Nah, said Dibbler. Point of fact, he had to rush off just then, said he felt a bit odd.
Victor looked thoughtfully at the remnant of his sausage in a bun, and as he did so, he was aware of being stared at in his turn. He looked down. There was a dog sitting by his feet. It was small, bow-legged and wiry, and basically grey, but with patches of brown, white and black in outlying areas, and it was staring. It was certainly the most penetrating stare Victor had ever seen.
It wasn't menacing or fawning, it was just very slow and very